Proclamation number 3381, December 27, 1944. The Audible Word. The inner word certainly sounds clearly and audibly, yet only to someone who listens within and who, due to his way of life, has so shaped his heart that God himself is able to express himself through this heart. The human being's soul has to be so intimately connected with the spiritual spark within that it can hear its voice at all times, and that the spiritual spark, which is an emanation of God, is able to express itself such that the person can hear its voice like spoken words, so that the words sound in him and thus cannot be misunderstood. Just like people who speak to each other from person to person, God speaks to people through the heart. This process cannot be explained in any other way, yet it is only understandable to someone once he has heard the divine voice. He feels God's word in his heart and is ecstatically happy to receive this grace, for then he will have no more doubt, no unbelief, no question which will not be refuted or answered to him once doubt or questions arise in him. The audible word is the evidence for the person that everything he previously believed is true. And the audible word reveals to the person the Heavenly Father's presence, his proximity, which causes indescribable bliss. However, it sounds so very gently and subtly in the heart that it can only be heard by paying utmost attention. The most heartfelt contact must be mentally established with God, and then the listening will have to start, the awaiting of his grace, which then will noticeably flow into him. But only a person whose heart has changed into love will be able to hear the divine voice, for it is divine love which expresses itself to a person, and this can only manifest itself where true love exists. Yet once a person has audibly perceived the divine word, he will never lose this gift of grace again. Then he will be able to hear his voice at all times and in all places. He will only need to remain in heartfelt contact with him, and he will clearly and distinctly hear the answer. He will not be overcome by doubt as to the truth of it, because he feels God's nearness, and it will also be understandable to him that God manifests himself audibly. However, as long as the earthly child has not attained a specific degree of maturity as a result of a selfless life of love, it will not be able to experience the happiness of this blissful union with God either. Nevertheless, it should always and forever listen within and from the bottom of its heart appeal for this grace, so that it will receive the strength to live according to God's will, and his eternal love will draw close to it, so that it will clearly and distinctly hear his voice, so that he will speak to it through the heart, and the earthly child will feel his love and be abundantly happy while it is still on earth. Amen.